All right. Thank you so much. Just remain standing, and we're going to have a word of prayer. If you'll remain standing, we're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the kids that came to sing tonight. Thank you for them bringing the message of Christmas and Jesus' birth to us and helping us to have the spirit of Christmas and worshiping Jesus. Help them to sing to the best of their ability and just glorify you in everything that they do. These things we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being here at First Baptist.
And don't sit down. Let's sing together, Come Into His Presence. Let's sing it. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise, and give Him praise. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voices raise, your voices raise. Give glory and honor and power unto Him, Jesus, the name above all names. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise, and give Him praise. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart, your voices raise, your voices raise. Give glory and honor and power unto Him, Jesus, the name above all names. Thank you. You may be seated in His presence.
you one.
The parents of our preschool choir, if you would please stand so their children can make their way back to you. If you please stand. Please leave the angel costumes here after we conclude tonight. Don't. Sing it together. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent. Thank you.
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God,
Eternal Father,
Prince of Peace,
Messiah,
Deliverer of
Christ the Lord,
Redeemer,
Son of God,
Savior of the world.
Thank you. This group of young men and young ladies have been learning some biblical truths. And they have memorized not only the answers, but they've memorized the questions. Why are we doing this? This is something new that I wanted to start in children's choirs. Next year we hope to bring it into the first through third grade choir. But biblical truths give us a summary of our Christian beliefs. We're commanded to teach our children from generation to generation. Number two, the biblical truths view salvation as past, present, and future. Thus, salvation doesn't become something that really just happened one time. It happened in the past, we live it now, and we're going to live it continually in the future. The Catechism also helps us preserve our faith. It preserves our Christian beliefs, our doctrine that we stand on, our theology, and it preserves not only the Christian church, but in the end, it preserves our families, our culture, and our nation. Our chief reason, obviously, for knowing these biblical truths is so that we can glorify God, because that's actually our one and only purpose.
Who made you? God. What else did God make? God made all things. Why did God make you and all things? For His own glory. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and doing what He commands. Why are you to glorify God? Because He loves me and takes care of me. Is there more than one true God? No, there is only one true God. In how many persons does this one God exist? In three persons. Name these three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit that does not have a body like men. Where is God? God is everywhere. Can you see God? No, but I cannot see God. But He always sees me. Does God know all things? Yes.
Nothing can hide hidden from God.
Can God do all things? Yes. God can do all His holy will. Where do you learn how to love and obey God? In the Bible alone. Who wrote the Bible? Chosen men who were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
I want to have all of our workers and leaders of our preschool and children's choir, would you please stand and let's thank them. They spend countless time helping. We greatly appreciate you all and all that you do to serve our children, to get the word into their hearts through music. We really appreciate that. And once it gets in there, it doesn't get out in a song. Just a brief commercial, in 3 weeks on December the 9th, the adult choir will be leading us in worship at 3 and 6 o'clock, and these children will be joining us as well to sing that night. And then the following week, our youth choir will also be leading us in worship on December 16th. Hope you'll be here for both of those occasions. Let's all stand together. We're going to conclude tonight by singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Hope you have a great, great Thanksgiving. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Thank you. Good night.